This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm pretty sure I speak for all the business and economic journalists out there when I say we're a bit deflated today. We were promised a tax bill this morning. We didn't get it because the word is Republican leaders are still trying to figure out a way to pay for $5.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at how the GOP gets from here to there.
There's the math, the politics, and the policy. Right now, GOP lawmakers are pulling levers, turning dials, trying to write a bill that can balance all three. First, the math. Mark Mazur is the director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
Almost any of the revenue raisers that you're looking for to make the numbers work will have a substantial number of opponents.
Which brings in the politics.
And the politics typically don't break out on partisan lines. They break out on geographic lines or industry lines or demographic lines.
For example, eliminating state and local deductions would raise real revenue, but it's a tough sell in a state like New York, where today a Republican congressman said it's too big a hit for his state. John Gimigliano is the head of Federal Tax Legislative Services at KPMG.
Of course, it hurts some people, depending on your state, more than others. But the question is, in the bigger context, what are you getting in return?
That leads us to policy. Republicans say they want this tax overhaul to benefit the middle class, not the wealthy. Ray Beeman, a principal at Ernst & Young, says when you're pulling lots of levers at the same time, it can have unintended consequences.
When you thought you might be providing a middle-class tax cut, the combination of policies could, in fact, do the opposite. And so a lot of this is just going back to the drawing board over and over again and trying to get the numbers to work right.
So to make tomorrow's deadline, GOP lawmakers still have lots of promises to keep and miles to go before they sleep. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.